Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has delivered an apology to the thousands of people who suffered sexual abuse as children. He said the state had failed to protect victims for decades. The apology was one of the recommendations of a royal commission that investigated the abuse. Our correspondent, Hal Griffith, watched the speech in Canberra.
Deeply symbolic and for some decades overdue, the apology follows a 5-year inquiry into abuse across Australian institutions. It heard evidence from churches, schools, care homes and sports clubs. In each, it found a systemic failure to believe young victims. As he addressed Parliament, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was at times tearful, condemning what he called the tyranny of invisible suffering and acknowledging how deeply betrayed many survivors still feel.
We must be so humble to fall before those who were forsaken and beg to them our apology. A sorry that dare not ask for forgiveness, a sorry that speaks only of profound grief and loss.
Hundreds of abuse survivors had gathered inside Parliament to witness the apology. Others watched on screens outside. It's estimated that 60,000 victims are eligible for compensation payments, including some who arrived in Australia as child migrants from Britain. But tensions remain over how financial redress is being managed, and there are calls for tougher laws to prosecute those accused of covering up abuse.
David Hill, who was sent to Australia from Britain when he was 12 and suffered abuse, has welcomed the apology, but he told us he didn't believe the Australian government would pay adequate compensation to the victims.
It's sad to see the recommendation of the Royal Commission has been watered down, both in terms of the capping of the money that's available, but also a raft of legal conditions they've now got to comply with. I think a lot of people who suffered terrible sexual abuse as children are going to end up with chicken feed out of this.